It is 15 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's time for the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. The forum sponsored by Once and Again and Frugality in Pontiac and in Fairbury. And our guest in studio this morning is Mr. Brian Dukes. He is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you here because it's good. With so many of the dark stories we hear that have to do with education, it's always good to have you over and talk about the positive things happening right here in Pontiac. And, of course, big changes coming for the way you're getting kids to school. Not immediately, but tell us what's happening with transportation.
Yeah, we're still chugging along with the process and the plan that we have in place. Obviously working with Pontiac High School as well as Sonneman Grade School to consolidate our transportation and hopefully make it a more efficient bus system for our kids to and from school every single day. So we're kind of just checking off a lot of boxes right now with, getting things off our plan and ready for next August when the kids are ready to come back to school so we can start out, you know, ready to rock and roll with our transportation. We just got done lining up some technology that'll be on the buses as far as GPS and our routing and some different ways that our transportation department is going to be able to communicate with parents through both the website and an app to let parents know, you know, where their child is at as far as the bus goes, you know, 10 minutes away to get picked up or will be dropped off, you know, in 15 minutes just to, again, keep that communication open with parents so they're aware of what's going on and being able just to share messaging through this program, I think, is going to be very effective for us.
It is hard to believe that there could be an app that could do that, considering when I went to school, my mom and dad just had to be trusting people. You know, we left the house at 7 o'clock or so in the morning, and they'd see us later in the day and hope everything went fine in between.
But, well, and we're really excited about, you know, just like Saturday when we might get five or six inches of snow. You know, obviously our buses run a little bit slower on those types of days, so we'll be able to communicate that out with parents because obviously they have places to go. They have to get to work or they've got to get to different places. So just to be able to give that communication and you know, let them know where we're at and how soon they'll be there or dropped off, I think is going to be really effective.
In a big geographical county like Livingston County, I realize routing buses is very difficult because you're talking about kids spread out over a large territory. But do you anticipate any radical changes for parents?
You know, the biggest thing that we'll see different is that consolidation between the three school districts. 2 years ago, we combined the high school and the grade school routes for country students. So that way we weren't sending two buses out to the same house 5 miles out of town. We consolidated those routes, and this is going on our second year of doing that. And we weren't sure just because it's going to be new, and we weren't sure what to expect, and it's just been seamless. It's been great. So we feel like the next step would be then just consolidating all three districts of, you know, it's crazy for two buses to go to the same stop in the same morning, and that's happened for 10 years with the company that we've contracted out with. So I think that's something where parents, you know, those that have family members in multiple school districts or multiple buildings, you know, their kids will be all on the same bus, and we feel like that's going to make a big difference with timing and getting kids maybe to school a little bit quicker and home a little bit quicker.
Very good. And as I understand, there is a director of transportation in place and working on all these problems.
Yeah, we're lucky for Corinne, who's currently the assistant at Illinois Central Busing now. So she knows our kids. She knows our families. She knows the routes that we currently have. So we feel like we've got a step ahead right now just with that knowledge coming to the department for us. So we're really excited to have her. She's been great to bounce ideas off of, and obviously she'll start July 1st, and we'll get her in the seat officially at that point and let her take off and run with it.
We're talking with Brian Dukes this morning. He is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429 schools and a classic part of any school system, parent-teacher conferences, actual direct face-to-face communication, and that's coming right up.
Yeah, so this week on Tuesday and Thursday, we invited our parents to come in and talk with their teachers, you know, get it kind of a update face-to-face. Obviously, we communicate with our parents pretty almost daily, really, through different forms. But there is always something nice just to have that face-to-face conversation with somebody and, you know, talk both positive as well as things that we can work on over these last 7 or 8 weeks we're going to have left of school. So it's something we don't take for granted. We have a little bit lighter in the spring parent-teacher conference turnout, but we still have them, and we still get people coming in and talking with our staff and really just kind of planning out the rest of the year and what next year is going to look like for, the different students that we have. And then obviously, tomorrow kicks off our spring break, which I think everybody's excited for. At this point in the year, everybody starts to get a little tired, a little cranky. We've had a little bit more illness going around the last week or so. So the timing of spring break is perfect for us.
Well, except for the kids who are ill. They're going to say, what is this about? I get a break and I can't take advantage of it. We've heard a lot about different hashtags over the last few years, and there's a hashtag going around that's hashtag love public education. What is that about?
One thing that we need to do a better job in public education is really promote the great things that are happening in our schools. We often take a reactive approach across our nation when it comes to public education and just sharing our story of what's happening in our schools, because there's a lot of great things that are happening in our schools. The majority of adults went through the public education system at some point while they were a student. And I clearly think it's safe to say the United States is doing pretty good when you compare it to our neighbor countries. And so last week they had that hashtag floating around just to really promote the great things for starters, a reminder of let's take this opportunity, this platform, let's talk about the amazing things our kids and teachers are doing day in and day out. And, for us at Pontiac, I try to do that as much as humanly possible when talking to people of the great things that are happening in our schools and the amazing things our kids are able to do with the support of our teachers. And it's just one of those things of we're going to continue to have that narrative of getting that information out so people understand, what's happening at Pontiac Elementary. It's just too easy for people to take cheap shots at us, and it happens all the time. And you see some leaders in our nation in the state level take cheap shots at us when they have the opportunity. And I always use the example of often those people that are taking these cheap shots don't have kids in our school. They've never been in our schools, and we encourage them to do that. And that's why we invite, Jason Berkman and Tom Bennett into the schools all the time, because we want them to see what great things are happening in our school district. So that way, when they go back to Springfield, they can at least have a memory before they make a hard decision about what's happening in our school district, in other school districts that they represent. So again, that's something our board has been talking about at length, obviously, since I've been here for 3 years, and kind of how that messaging is going to look over the summer and into next school year. But it's just something we can't take for granted. We got to make sure we're celebrating the great things that our kids and our staff are doing.
And we were just talking before we started the interview proper, some very cool things happening at District 429 as well. You've got the kids coding robots. Is that what I understand?
Yes, yeah, so we were able to approve our robotics club at the junior high 2 months ago, so they've been able to start practicing. We had some guest speakers in working with the kids this week, and Mrs. Kyoto, who is our sponsor, our head lead there with the robotics club. And it just something real special to sit there and watch kids talk and brainstorm with each other, brainstorm with our staff and our guest speakers of, using that Lego and programming it to do different things. And it's really that foundational first step for the kids as we get ready for next year, in which we're going to be sending our kids to some different competitions, which is really exciting. It's kind of something new, obviously, for our kids, and gets just another group of kids that maybe aren't involved in a club or a sport for us to get involved in, and that's something we strive for every single day. Can we get every single kid in a club, an activity, a sport, something that they connect us with the school? So it's something we're really excited about, and it was just really neat to watch those kids just brainstorm and think about and figure it out. They're above my skill set. I know that for sure. So it was just really cool to watch, and something we want to continue to grow.
And it fits right in with a lot of the STEAM initiatives you've been talking about, the science, the technology, the engineering, mathematics. I mean, it all goes together, and then it's cool on top of it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where we can take that STEAM initiative and just take it one more step further, where it's outside of the school day, where we can really just tinker around and really try new things. And just to see the engagement from the kids is really exciting. I anticipate that program growing as more and more kids get familiar with what it's about. And obviously, you put the competition part of it into play, you're going to get those kids that are just driven like that. So it's good for our kids, and obviously Mrs. Kyoto's leadership has been outstanding.
I remember when I was a kid, I was very proud of myself when I figured out how to get my Hot Wheels car to stay in the loop for the whole loop and come out on the other side. Now, as you say, you've got kids with these complicated instruction sets. It's kind of amazing. So, Brian, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Hope you enjoy your break.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Brian Dukes is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429. He's been our guest on the Community Forum.